Thank you. Without the waste of time, we understand that the Coordinator Committee that is currently looking into the constitution in Mozambique after the liberation in 1990, you think it's in you about you to review your constitution. Now you come to South Africa to see how are we doing it. Well, I'll request Honorable Kwam, the whip of the committee, to quickly take us through how the committee or we do our work. Honorable Kwam.
Thank you, Chairperson. The Chairperson has already explained how we are constituted, as you can see, from various parties from both houses and Parliament. We have been established as a committee, the Constitutional Review Committee, in terms of our constitution. And it basically requires us to review the constitution of our country annually. That boils down to a process annually where we advertise for submissions from the public. They make various submissions then, and we consider the proposals as to possible constitutional amendments. Often it happens that the proposals do not really amount requiring us to make constitutional amendments, but sometimes there are specific proposals that we have to consider, and then obviously from a policy point of view, we consider as a committee and different parties, and we take a decision as to whether we or not we agree with the submissions made. If we decide that we believe a constitutional amendment is required, the matter won't be the legislative or the amendment to the constitution at all. The process wouldn't really happen in this committee. It's mostly dealt with or always dealt with by the Justice Committee. So we do not really process legislation to amend the constitution amendments in detail. Some of us feel that maybe our mandate should interpret our mandate a little wider, and you know, also not only wait for annual submissions, but initiate certain constitutional amendments, and also deal with the details of the legislation. But at the moment, basically, we annually consider submissions made by the public. So in that sense, it does differ from your ad hoc committee on the revision of your constitution. As we understand that to be a process that you've embarked upon to do a full review of the constitution as it stands, as obviously believe that it does not fit the requirements of your country at this point in time. But obviously it would be very interesting also to hear from you as far as that is concerned. That basically is the role of our comment.
Can I just say, Chair, is there other members that want to add?
And no. Obviously, it's... excuse me, but we have a problem with translation, because some of us, we don't understand translation. If it was possible, so that I could help us. I don't think it should be for some more time.
Okay, will you interpret the whole thing, or perhaps you could interpret? Okay, we'll be able to wait.
Thank you. Elas se dão mandato para fazer a revisão da Constituição anualmente. Que tenham sido nesta comissão, tenham recebido subsídios, propostas de revisão da Constituição. E esta comissão é encarregue de analisar e submeter para ser aprovado a nível da Constituição. Parlamento para se passar, para transformar-se numa
management needs to be done by some percentage, that means 2/3 or 1/3 or something like that. The last question is the proposals bring from the citizens. How do you prepare them to submit to the parliament? That means you have a discussion first, and you submit them to the
bring a private amendment bill for any piece of legislation, including a constitutional amendment.
Nós recebemos as submissões
much. Unfortunately,